Some critics say it's too late. More than 150 deaths nationwide have been blamed on the over-the-counter product. It's used to promote weight loss and combat sleepiness. The federal government's first official crackdown on an herbal supplement will begin early next year. That's when sales of Ephedra will be banned. Dr. Paul Wirtsch is president of the Wisconsin Medical Society. He says the drug was originally used to treat asthma, but then was abused, both as a diet drug and to synthesize street drugs like ecstasy.
It bothers me to go to my gas station and see vials of Ephedra being sold over the counter, and I know those aren't being sold to people with asthma. They're being sold as stimulants and as precursors to other street drugs, so I'm glad to see this happen, but it's sure taken a long time.
The Food and Drug Administration pulled Ephedra from store shelves after reviewing studies. They showed the amphetamine-like stimulant could cause stroke and other problems because it speeds the heart rate up and constricts blood vessels. Three states had already banned the substance, and fewer nutrition centers were carrying it following the death of Baltimore Orioles player Steve Beckler earlier this year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.